All right. Thank you for joining us today. Today is a very good day for our heroes here at the Quincy Veterans Home. It's a very good day for all of our wonderful staff. This is an extended family here in this wonderful home. It's a great day for Adams County and all of Illinois. Today we have three very significant announcements to make. First and foremost, we did get the support of the General Assembly in the new budget that was passed. And I want to thank the General Assembly for passing a balanced budget on time, on a bipartisan basis. This is historic. On time and the most balanced we've had in 15 years, people tell me. I want to thank the members of the General Assembly, both Democrats and Republicans. But in that budget, we took the first critical step to invest the money to enhance and upgrade these wonderful facilities. For the first time, we are going to build a completely new water system and a beautiful new modern residence for our heroes here in the Quincy Veterans Home. And the first step is $53 million for the initial investment, and there will be hundreds of millions of dollars over time to invest because our heroes deserve nothing but the best, and we want a modern, beautiful new facility with completely new water system, completely new plumbing, and modern residences for our staff and our heroes to live in the future. And this was a great step forward. Number one, yes. Number two, and very importantly, in the meantime, while we're building this brand new facility, we want to make sure that we have a high-quality, safe residence as well that has more modern plumbing, doesn't have the really 130-year-old plumbing that many of our buildings here have. And so we're announcing that we are closing on the Sycamore acquisition this Friday. So that's another great step forward. Let's hear it for that. Yes. And we'll be investing several million dollars to upgrade that facility and make it nice and appropriate for our heroes. That building has much more modern plumbing, much more modern pipes, and we'll be able to treat those and enhance those in a way that we can have high-quality water for the heroes and for our wonderful staff. So that's a great step forward as well. And then, finally, and very importantly, I have a great announcement to make. We have a new leader for our Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs. I would like you to welcome with me Brigadier General Stephen Curta as the new head of the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs. Here's Stephen. Come on over. Come on. Stephen is a hero. He's a lifelong serviceman in the Army. He's been in active duty in Iraq and Afghanistan. He's achieved the rank of Brigadier General. He has also been in the reserves. He has served in the National Guard. And he's also a passionate educator. He's been helped be in charge of veterans education at National Lewis University. He's also been in charge of veterans education at the National College of Education as well. He's a passionate educator, a passionate believer in high-quality services for the veterans, heroes of Illinois, and a great leader of our armed forces. So I'd like to turn the microphone over to him. Please welcome our new head of the Department of Veterans Affairs, Stephen Curta.
Thank you. It sounds much better when Governor says that, but that's not the case. Well, Governor Rauner, honored guests, ladies and gentlemen, and certainly my fellow veterans, thank you all for being here. I'm truly honored and humbled to be nominated for this position. I really am looking forward to working with all of you, healthcare workers, business leaders, community leaders, even ladies and gentlemen of the press. If we all work together, I know we can provide the very best support to our 720,000 veterans in here in the state of Illinois. I'm also looking forward to approaching on a new opportunity to serve our heroes. So I'm going to hit the ground running and looking forward to working with everybody to provide the first-class facility here in Quincy and first-class support to our veterans in the state of Illinois. Thank you very much.
He will quickly learn, as I have, as I've spent time in this beautiful place. This is an extended family. This is a wonderful home for our heroes. The staff, let's hear it for the staff of the Quincy Veterans Home. God bless you. The quality of health care and support services provided here is second to none, and thank you for your wonderful service. I would like to invite other leaders to come speak. Is the mayor next? Okay, the mayor. Mayor Quincy, yes. Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Governor. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Well, I want to say thank you for everyone being here today. Thank you to the governor for his continued commitment to our veterans throughout the state of Illinois. You know, he took a very complicated issue, trusted the opinions of the experts, and developed a plan of action, and did it in a very bipartisan way. And now Quincy and the entire region is going to benefit from it. This $53 million of investment is going to provide the health care that our veterans deserve and provide a state-of-the-art facility so veterans and future generations can continue to call this facility home. And it can't go unhighlighted that not too long ago there were people on both sides of the aisle who were trying to, you know, turn this into a partisan issue, who were trying to call for the closure of this facility. This facility employs over 500 men and women. They take care of over 350 veterans and their families. It provides over $91 million a year in economic impact to our state. That would have been devastating. But instead, Governor Rauner got together folks on both sides of the aisle, developed a plan of action that not only benefits the home, but benefits the entire city of Quincy. And I thank him for his efforts. I thank our state senator, Jill Tracy, our state representative, Randy Fries, and all the members of the General Assembly, our federal elected officials who made this happen. This is the true definition of a partnership and is a win for everybody. It's a great day for the city of Quincy. Thank you.
Thank you, Governor. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Senator?
Yes, thank you, everyone. It is a wonderful, momentous occasion that we're moving forward. I can't say enough of all the efforts. You know, everyone says you can't thank a veteran enough for what they've done for us, but this is Illinois and the General Assembly and the governor and everyone saying thank you to our Illinois veterans. We want you to have the best care possible, and we know that you love this place. Your staff is incredible. And through this process, this staff and this team have been so helpful to turning this around, selling the beauty and the reverence that we have for this Quincy tradition of service to our veterans. And so moving forward, we'll do all we can, and I think our federal legislators, they've been very helpful. Our U.S. senators have visited here. Congressman Darren LaHood has been here and is very active, and they're going to help us get that federal match and funding that will help us complete this project. And so it's just been a great process, and this community made it happen, and everybody involved made it happen. Veterans are never a partisan issue, we say, and this proved it. So thank you very much.
Thank you and good afternoon. What a beautiful afternoon. Of course, it's always a beautiful day when we get to welcome the governor into town, and it's certainly a great day today. Governor Rauner has been such a wonderful advocate for all veterans' interests, but he's specifically been a champion for the Quincy Veterans Home. And for that, we thank him, and we thank him for the wonderful news that he brings to us today. So thank you, Governor, for that. Appreciate it very much. To the new director, Stephen Korda, welcome, and you're going to be busy. I'm very happy to say you're going to be very busy. This is going to be a wonderful thing. I said yesterday in a statement, and I'd like to repeat it today. I think at some time we all take some time off and we pray for world peace. But we don't get that peace unless we take care of those people who provide it for us and protect it for us. These warriors, these heroes, these veterans are very deserving of all that we've got coming for them over these next 2 to 3 years here at their home, the Quincy Veterans Home. And for that, I thank the entire legislature, and I thank Governor Rauner for his leadership. Thank you all.
The simple fact is America is the greatest nation on earth. We are the world's beacon of freedom and democracy and justice for one reason, and that is because of the heroism, the bravery, the courage, the strength, the service, and the sacrifice of our men and women in uniform. Our veterans are truly our heroes. We owe them an incredible debt of gratitude that we can actually never truly repay, but we owe them our utmost support to keep them healthy and strong and supported with a high quality of life from their service. God bless our veterans. God bless our veterans here today and across the state of Illinois. God bless the great state of Illinois, and God bless the United States of America, everybody. Thank you for making this such a wonderful place, and we will invest and make this the best veterans home anywhere in the United States of America. Thank you very much, everybody. Questions from the media for myself or any of our...
You talked about the change that's coming, the new facility, mm-hmm. the pipes, everything like that. A few months ago, into February even, you were saying that you were fine with everything that had gone on.
Yeah.
Where did it change for you from pre-primary to today, where the idea of all the change that's coming when you were, I believe, said that you wouldn't change anything that had gone on to that point?
Yeah, so there's no change. What it is, a constant improvement. What we've tried to do from day one, constantly improve the quality of health care and the quality of life here. And we've brought in the national experts, and we've done everything that the national experts have asked of us as a staff and as a team here. And we've heated the water to eliminate bacteria. We've treated the water with chemicals. We've put in filters. We've got a flushing regimen. We've done everything that the experts have requested of us. And as we've studied the situation, what we've learned over time is that the safety and the quality of the water has increased and improved, but it's not perfect. It's not to where we want it to be for our veterans. And the simple fact is, this campus was built in the 1880s. It's 130 years old. Much of the plumbing, much of the water system is original. And there are many pieces of pipe under the ground that are still there, but they've been cut off because some buildings have been knocked down. Some have been demolished, and they're dead-end pipes. So it's complex, many convoluted places off to the side where bacteria or other material could collect, and there are pipes that have had, frankly, material that builds in them called biofilm that's all pipes get over time. Well, 130 years worth is a tremendous amount, and we can't get the water quality to where we really want it to be, even following the national experts' advice, unless we have new water system. And that's just the next step. And we will constantly strive to improve every day and every year so we have the highest quality health care for our veterans we can possibly have.
How far will this $53 million get at first here? I mean, how far can you get in your vision with the $53 million?
This is...
And did you... I mean, you obviously asked for more. Are you okay with seeing the $53 million?
So the General Assembly was a little bit unusual. Normally, when we estimate a project, the full amount of the project is appropriated. They did not do that. They appropriated the first year amount. But the first year is fine. This is our first year. This is $53 million. It's going to allow us to do everything we need to in the first year. This is a multi-year project. The total cost of it is going to be more than $200 million. And we fully expect, and we have received the verbal support I have from the General Assembly, that they will be there every year to put in the money appropriate and necessary so we can get this project done on time. And I'm committed to under budget in a high-quality way so we have the best possible health care and residents for our heroes.
What will they notice? What will residents see in year one then? When it comes to the actual...
Well, I'm sorry. We're going to see some noise and some dust and some people working around here. But this is going to be a multi-year construction project with a lot of groundwork to be done. We've got the master planner coming in to make sure we get the exact best site. We've got the water loop design being done right now. There's going to be a lot of people here. Coming from around the state of Illinois, who are experts, we want the best possible facility.
As a guess, how soon might it start?
Boy, we're going to push to start as rapidly as we can. My sense is we've got some more process and some planning to get done to make sure everything's buttoned up right. But later this fall, we should see a lot of movement.
Could any residents be moved in the first year, or do you think that's more several years down the road where you might see them moved off-site?
Well, we are going to take it a step at a time. We want to make sure that we have a high-quality location for the veterans that might need it to be able to move to a place where we can control the plumbing and the water quality, and that's why we're buying Sycamore. That'll be ready to go. We're going to quickly remodel and upgrade that facility. And because its plumbing is so much more modern than here on the base facility, we want to have that done and ready as soon as we can. We will be deciding which veterans will be given which option to choose from. We want to make sure that our families and the veterans have choices where they live. And many will want to stay exactly where they are. Some may want to move into Sycamore. And we're going to talk about that at the appropriate time.
How many beds are we talking about with this new state-of-the-art facility, or do you even know that yet?
Yes, we do. It'll be several hundred.
Okay. Yeah. Has your opposition changed at all to the lawsuit involving the families of veterans here? Has your opposition changed that at all?
Well, I don't want to comment too much about a pending litigation, so I will not comment on that right now.